Anyway, we have another guest already.
We do.
You want to introduce him, Ellen?
I will. This is Craig Bender, who has an organization. I don't know if he's an officer or if he is the sole person behind this movement called Kids Need Music. Or is it Children Need Music?
It's Kids Need Music.
Kids
yes.
Need Music. And his mission is to get instruments for the Hudson School District, Hudson City School District. But I'll let him tell us how this all came about.
Sure. Hi, Ellen. Hi, Tom. Thanks Hi. For having me.
Sure.
And, hey, this all started, I don't know, longer than that, several years ago. The Hudson City School District had a reading program that I signed up for, and I got assigned this young man, third grader, same kid, every week.
The lunch mentor
Hudson
program.
Reads.
The
Hudson
lunch
Reads.
Mentoring, Hudson Reads, exactly. And Malik wanted to be in the band, so I went out and bought him a trombone and got to talking to the music teacher, Scott Vorwald. And he thought it was great that Malik was going to be in the band, but he pointed out to me that there was like 30 more kids on the waiting list who wanted to play music but couldn't because Hudson's a poor community, and the children, either they can't afford to rent or they can't afford to buy. And the music program was very small. So the fourth grade band had maybe 20 kids. The fifth grade band had maybe 20 kids. So I had a concert in my house, sort of a separate thought, nothing to do with the reading program. I had a concert in my home, and you may know them, Lincoln and Sherry Mayorga. Mm-hmm. They came and performed.
Programmers here on WGXC.
Yes.
Every Monday at noon.
Great. Well, I hired them to come play for some friends in my house. You know, we usually get a crowd of about 20 or 30 people. People throw money in the hat. I asked Lincoln, how much do you charge? He gave me a number. I said, well, we'll probably make more than that. He said, no, that's all I want. Give the rest to charity. Oh, well, what an idea. So we made enough money to purchase a trumpet and a flute, and we gave those two instruments to the school. And, of course, the teacher was very thrilled about this. He could have two more students, but still there was this long list of people, of children that wanted to be in the program that just didn't even have a hope. You know, and 30 kids on a waiting list meant maybe 100 kids that don't even bother getting on the waiting list because there's just no chance. So long story short, I slowly started producing these events in my house, but then I also started working with Spencertown Academy, getting other artists, and we've had many concerts now. And in this time, 2.5 years, we have raised enough money and gotten enough donations to give the school, so far, 145 instruments.
Wow.
Wow.
That's a lot
incredible.
Of kids.
Mm-hmm.
And don't think about it as in terms of 145 instruments. Think about it in terms of 145 individual kids that has a trumpet, a flute, a clarinet, a trombone, a saxophone in their hands playing in the band.
These instruments are now owned by the school district, and they give them to the children during the semester, but they remain at the school.
Exactly. I guess the listeners can't see my head nodding yes. So, yes.
Yeah, we have that problem too.
Do you? Okay. Well, yes. A child. I donate the instrument to the school, and the school then assigns this instrument to a child. Say in the fourth grade, they get a trumpet, as an example, or a clarinet. And that instrument stays with that child throughout their entire school career in Hudson until they graduate in the 12th grade. That is theirs to keep. So you can imagine every year there's a whole new batch of third graders mm-hmm. that are becoming fourth graders that want to join the program. So it's been quite successful.
So you tell us about your immediate inspiration. What's your passion for children and music?
Well, I love music. I obviously have been, you know, listening and playing for a long, long time.
What do you play?
I play the piano. Not very good. You would not want me on your show. My dog.
You wouldn't believe some of the people we've had on our show.
Yes. My dog often leaves the room mm-hmm. when I start to play. But I do love to play, and it is very passionate for me. I know the value of music. I started playing when I was a kid. Classical, I really didn't like it very much. I never practiced. My music teacher told my mother, don't worry, he'll practice once a week when he comes for his lesson. And then when I became a teenager, I learned to play my chords, and I was playing, you know, Let It Be and some other Beatles stuff. My buddy would be on the drums. We had a great time jamming. And then as an adult, I started playing, again, more classical music, Chopin, some other artists like that, Debussy. So music has always been very important to me. It's been very important to my brothers, my parents, all from an amateur perspective, but music has always been part of our life. So I have this beautiful piano in my living room, which I like to play, but really deserves a better performer. And I started having the salon concerts in my house to have friends come over, and it would just be a way to have a party, have a professional come in and play. And as I said, when Lincoln and Sherry came into the living room, this is how Kids Need Music got started. And since then, we've had many other artists, Gilly Melamed-Lev, who is a concert pianist, Juilliard scholarship student in her younger years. She's had many years of playing since that time. Dan Schulman, who's a pianist, and Kaori Washiyami, who's a violinist, in our living room playing, at Spencertown Academy playing. And I will say that we have tremendous support from the community to do this. It's not just me. It's not just Kids Need Music. So, for example, the concert on Sunday, which there's still tickets for, the 2 o'clock show sold out, but the 5 o'clock show is added.
And where is it? At the Academy?
At the Academy.
And with guess who? Sherry and Lincoln Mayorga, still sticking with the program.
They started this, and we've come full circle. We've got, between the two shows, 175 people showing up for these concerts now, between the two shows. So, yes, very, very exciting.
How does one get tickets?
If you go to the website, SpencertownAcademy.org, and look for 100 Years of Cole Porter. That's the show. Mm-hmm. They're playing Cole Porter mostly in the first show. In the second show, they're adding a little bit of Gershwin. So it'll be a great show. And special guest stars will have the Hudson City School District High School Jazz Band.
Oh, great.
Performing one piece of Cole Porter during the show.
And guess who the MC is?
That can't be our own Cheryl Kay.
It is.
Well, there you go. Cheryl Kay. Tonight, by the way, if you want to hear Cheryl Kay's The Jazz Disturbance at 7 p.m. right here on WGXC. Right. Wow, that's pretty exciting. Cheryl Kay.
I would like to mention, if I may, there are some other organizations that have donated a tremendous amount of resources towards this effort. So specifically, Spencertown, the venue, no charge, is part of the donation for the effort. Musica, which is right down the road here, mm-hmm. Robert Caldwell, mm-hmm. He sells me all the instruments for the program. He does not make one dime. He sells me all the instruments at wholesale cost.
Wow!
Just so these more kids can get instruments. We've got the Chatham Synagogue, who has been a big supporter of this program. So, for example, they're sponsoring the reception. They produce the physical program where people advertise in. We've got sponsors like Pro Printers also here in Hudson that printed this program for no charge. So we have all of these wonderful organizations that have rallied behind this effort so that every penny of donated money can go to the kids and not lining the pockets of people's businesses and salaries and so on.
You know, before you started this program, there was a kind of appeal made by... who is the head of the music department you just mentioned?
Scott Vorwald.
Scott, I think, put out a call for people to donate their instruments that were gathering dust in the attic, so to speak. And I think they got quite a few instruments then, but there's always a need. There's always...
there's always a need, and in fact, if... people are still interested in donating instruments. I've had quite a few, for example, from the Chatham Synagogue, many members of the congregation. I probably got 20 or 30 from them. And we'll refurbish them, get them in good working order, and get them into the hands of a child to play.
Does Kids Need Music have their own website or way to reach?
You can reach me. Okay. So my email is Craig, that's C-R-A-I-G, at kidsneedmusic.us.
.us.
.us.
Are you a 501(c)?
We are. So okay. Everything is, donation is tax deductible.
Excellent.
And all to help the kids.
So this Saturday, once again, the first show is sold out.
Sunday.
The first show is sold out at Spencer Academy. The 5 p.m. show, though, is still available. Tickets. You can go to the Spencer Academy website.
Spencer Town Academy. Excuse me.
Excuse me, Ellen. The Spencer Town Academy website. And it's our own Cheryl Mayorga, Cheryl Bauer Mayorga, and Lincoln Mayorga.
Right.
With other guests.
I know it's your job to correct them, but let me say Sherry Mayorga.
Cheryl K. Sherry, yeah, right. Sorry. It is your job, Ellen, and you're falling asleep at the wheel.
I guess. Well, Craig is the only one who has an excuse for falling asleep because he arrived from Hong Kong today.
Oh, really?
Is that what time did your flight actually land?
Actually, my flight landed in New York City last night, somewhere around 10 p.m. I slept in the city. I took the train in this morning, caught a nap, got over here to your show. Because I really thought it'd be great if I can get on and tell folks about what's going on, get people interested in coming out on Sunday.
Is your trip music related?
I would say no. I work for IBM. That's my day job. Okay. I run around and do these funky things with customers. But my passion really is music.
Great.
Well, thanks for coming in.
Yeah.
I think this sounds like a big success already since one show has been sold out, and they had to add another.
And if you can't make the show, you can always contribute to by contacting Craig, C-R-A-I-G, at kidsneedmusic.us. Thanks for coming in, Craig.
Thank you. Thanks
You're
for
welcome.
Having me.